Howdy, folks. Welcome back to Dance Fever. We are Southern West Virginia's favorite dance competition recap show. I'm one of your hosts, Eddie Lee.
I'm the other, Terry Ann.
We are West Virginia's only, but you guys, if any of you still listen, I don't know who, I have no idea what the numbers are. You know, we're the only West Virginia show, and I think we're the only podcast that I've been able to find that recaps strictly. I think most of that is done over there. There are some shows that recap Dancing with the Stars.
Okay.
Over here, I don't think there's any over there.
Okay.
So for those of you that are trying to keep this straight, we're going to be talking about the Dancing with the Stars, Strictly Come Dancing, and it takes two episodes for the week of September 24th through the 30th, 2024.
I didn't take notes for the It Takes Two, but...
Yeah, but if there's something that strikes us that okay. We bring up that...
And I need to move a fluffy kitty off my notes.
Right on the notes. Yeah, I don't... Here, let's see. Maybe
she'll lay on that. Yeah.
Open that up.
Here. Maybe she'll lay on that little notebook instead of my notebook.
Sorry, guys. A couple cats, and we're trying to be doting cat parents while doing all this regular life stuff. So, you know. So, which one are we?
We're starting with Dancing with the Stars.
Okay.
And Alfonso and Julianne are our host and hostess. Britt and Alan choreographed our opening dance. In 2 weeks, we have Soul Train night. Because next week, we don't have any night. They're not even on. And this is Oscar's night. So there you go.
Soul Train night and then Hair Metal night, back to back.
So the scores when I give them will be Eddie Lee, Terry Ann, Carrie Ann, Derek, and Bruno. Because we've decided we're going to score.
So many Lees and Anns.
And we score before their scores are announced. So yes, we're not influenced by the judges' scores. And that, sometimes that's apparent because we like what we like. And we don't know about the heel-toe lead crap.
I think the averages, though, were like one above or below generally what they do. If for Strictly, we would throw out Craig. But here we don't really throw at anybody. Mm-hmm. Carrie Ann maybe sometimes, but she's usually in with the median there somewhere.
Mm-hmm. So the first couple out were Jen Tran and Sasha doing a tango.
Dancing to Fergie Q-Tip and Goon Rock's rendition of A Little Party Never Killed Nobody.
And you gave them a 6, I gave them a 5.
And that's then, from the movie The Great Gatsby, by the way.
Yes. And then Carrie Ann, Derek, Bruno gave 6, 6, 7.
I gave them a what?
A 6. I gave them a 5.
You didn't like it.
I didn't like it. I wasn't overly thrilled by it. No, I was not.
That's your just barely got out there and did the bare minimum
you
score.
You get a 5 if you see, come out on the floor, you smile, you give it some welly, and you don't mess up your steps.
It's the bare minimum. It's, you know.
It is.
Everybody should get a 5. If not, get off the show.
Mm-hmm. Eric Roberts and Britt were out next doing a waltz.
Dancing to Nino Rota and Carlo Sabina's The Godfather Waltz from The Godfather.
And it was slightly better than last week. He doesn't move very well. He's an older gentleman with some issues of pain. Fibromyalgia kind of sounded like pain. And we gave him 5s. He got a 6 from Carrie Ann because she also deals with chronic pain. A 4 from Derek and a 5 from Bruno.
Well, you've got to admit, though, probably at this point in his career, he gets his parts because of face.
Oh, yeah.
He gives good face, not because he can run around a football field, you know? Right. So it's like, yeah, okay.
Next out were Danny and Whitney doing a jive.
Dancing to Danger Zone by Kenny Loggins from Top Gun. One of the all-time bestest movies ever.
Mm-hmm. And it was really good, I thought.
The first one.
Yes.
Not the sequel. I don't know what they call it.
We haven't seen the third third.
So, yeah, whatever one it is with,
We haven't seen it yet. So they got all 7s. 7s from us.
From everybody?
7s from them. Everybody gave them a 7.
Okay.
Anna Delvey and Ezra. Now, Ezra did a quick step, and Anna Delvey kind of stood there a lot.
In her ankle bracelet.
Yes.
And Ezra quick stepped too from The Devil Wears Prada, KT Tunstall's Suddenly I See.
You gave him a 4. I gave him a 5 because I didn't see any obvious mistakes.
I don't like Anna.
I don't either. And then she got a 6, 5, 6.
And then I will just go ahead and give a spoiler at the end of the episode. We were proven right.
Yes.
For not liking her.
Yes. Chandler and Brandon did a rumba.
Dancing to From Barbie, Billie Eilish's What Was I Made For?
And I gave them a 9. I thought it was an excellent rumba. You gave them an 8.
Yeah.
And the judges all gave them 8s. Chandler, so you agreed with everybody.
Chandler wasn't all that with the female side of the rumba.
I thought she was.
Of course, Brandon. I mean, he's got it
nailed. I thought she was. I thought she did a fine job. Yeah. Reginald Val Johnson, you have to say his whole name, and Emma attempted a paso doble.
From Die Hard, they danced to Ludwig van Beethoven's Ode to Joy. Okay, sorry. I was trying to think. Where was Beethoven in? Yeah, okay.
We both gave him a 5 because he came out, he smiled. He got a 6, a 4, and a 5.
He maybe moves a little bit less than Eric does.
Yes, yes. They're about equal, actually.
Yeah, it's difficult.
Stephen and Riley came out and did a paso right after that paso.
Dancing to the Superman main theme as performed by the City of Prague Philharmonic Orchestra from Superman. And I believe that's the first movie way back with...
Yes, and she said that. I can't think of his name, but yes.
Dude who fell off a horse and broke his neck.
Yes.
And ultimately died from that.
Yes.
Yeah.
You gave him an 8. I gave him a 9. I thought it was excellent paso doble. The judges gave him an 8, a 7, and a 7. Joey and Jenna came out and did a rumba.
Dancing to Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper's rendition of Shallow from A Star Is Born. I didn't know Bradley sang.
And it was also a very good rumba. You gave him an 8. I gave him a 9. This is 2 good rumbas. And the judges gave him an 8, a 7, and a 7. I thought it was at least equal. That's why I gave him a 9 to Chandler and Brandon's rumba.
Well,
and this was seeing the boy side of the rumba from the star. And I thought he did a very good job. And then Phaedra and Val came in and out and did a foxtrot.
Dancing to From Dreamgirls, Jennifer Hudson's And I Am Telling You I'm Not Going.
You gave him a 6. Everybody else gave him a 7. Then Tori Spelling and Pasha came out and did a rumba.
From This Is Me by Keala Settle and The Greatest Showman Ensemble from The Greatest Showman. That was a Wolverine movie.
Mm-hmm.
That was a pretty good one. Mm-hmm. That was like Wolverine 1.3 or something like that.
And you gave him a 6. I only gave her a 5. I'm sorry, Tori, but it just wasn't very good. And our judges gave her a 7, a 6, and a 6. And then Dwight and Daniela came out and did a foxtrot.
Have I said dude is tall?
He's tall.
Dude is tall.
He's tall.
They danced to Ryan Gosling's City of Stars from La La Land.
You only gave him a 6. And I think
the Ryan Gosling sang.
And you said it was because of the height difference just wasn't taken care of in the way that they danced. I thought it was okay, and I gave him a 7. The judges gave him an 8, a 7, and a 7. There's only so much you can do when you're 4'1" and he's 7'6".
Okay.
If you're going to be forced to dance a ballroom dance, what else are you going to do?
What I can say is I apparently look at things rather similar to Craig when he was talking.
And what part of Craig's
entertainment
monotone
entertainment?
Okay.
Technical when he was explaining why his scores are always different. And for me, the feel of the dance, as far as my knowledge will go, is very important, because to me that means that all the different elements, which I might not be an expert at, you know, any of the individual elements, but they all came together and gave me this feeling, the show. And you're right. Maybe what they need to do is dance separate. Because when they dance in hold...
But you can't dance separate on these ballroom dances.
Man, in hold, it just...
I know, but you have to do something.
Weird. It's like Lurch and the girl, whatever her name was.
A Barbie doll. An actual Barbie doll.
I'm just like, whoa.
Wednesday.
It's tough. Yes, Lurch and Wednesday.
Then Brooks and Gleb came out and did a quick step.
Dancing to the eponymous Quick Step movie TV song, 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton from 9 to 5.
Yes. And they got sevens from us, a 7, a 6, and a 7 from the judges. And then our last one out was Ilona and Alan doing a salsa.
To The Time of My Life from Bill Medley and Jennifer Warnes from Dirty Dancing.
And you really like Ilona, so you gave her an 8, and the rest of us gave her a 7. She needs to get some more technique. She really does.
I can't necessarily argue with that, yeah.
So that was the end of the dancing part. And they come back out later and they tell us safe are Danny and Whitney, Chandler and Brandon, Eric and Britt, surprise, mm-hmm. Joey and Jenna, Ilona and Alan, Dwight and Daniela, Jen and Sasha, Brooks and Gleb, Stephen and Riley, Phaedra and Val, and the last three standing were Reginald, Tori, and Anna, because remember, this is a double elimination.
Right.
And I really thought it was going to be Reginald and Anna.
I thought for sure.
And it was Tori. Apparently, she doesn't have enough fan vote out there. Because once it gets past, I've worked all day. The judges,
it's a popularity vote.
Popularity vote. Thank you. Those are the words I was trying to pull out of my head. And apparently Reginald is more popular than Tori.
And I mean,
but thank goodness Anna's gone. Because when they asked her, what will you take from your time here on Dancing with the Stars? She, with a bare, no expression on her face, said nothing.
What a word, nothing. What a butthole.
Yes.
They never should have.
No.
And I'm sure people have been screaming at him since the announcement. Mm-hmm. She should not be here. So her parting shot out the door was proof that you should not have got her on the show.
And she did get something. She got a check.
Oh, well, yeah.
She got money for being on the show.
And she reaffirmed that on the Good Morning America interview the next day.
Which I missed, but you saw.
She continued to talk shit. I'm like, get her the hell out of here.
And what I read from anything was that her biggest beef was the public being so mean to her. I didn't see or hear that Dancing with the Stars was mean to her, or she was that mean. I heard it was the public.
Don't become a convicted felon.
I know.
And maybe
people
will stay
on your side. But did she say anything bad
side?
About the no. actual Dancing with the Stars family?
No. Okay. No. Just her time on the show. And yeah. Yeah, it's like you're a foreigner who came over here to bilk people out of money and you got caught.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be pissed about that? Oh, wow. Okay.
So do you have any knowledge on when we do pick back up, which is not this coming week?
No.
But it's the next week. It's not tomorrow night because we're recording this Monday night. It's not tomorrow night.
October 7 and 8. And nothing that I see on the wiki for 8... October 7, I have two songs, but I have one dance. Brooks and Gleb are apparently doing a rumba.
Okay.
And that comes to Wiki from an interview. Sorry, guys, I'm trying to do this. Some kind of personal interview that they gave somewhere.
Okay.
We're dancing the rumba. Oh, no, I'm not going to say that because that gives away the song. And if I do that, there's no point in me
even being here next week, exactly, huh? For that one couple.
Yep.
Yeah. But you have to be here for everybody else.
And so that's all they've given out so far.
Okay.
Really tight-lipped because it's been almost a week and there's
I know. Maybe they're taking the week off and not actually practicing either.
Oh, right.
So we're going to move on to Strictly Come Dancing, where we have Claudia and Tess as our hostesses. And we have Ed and Terry and Craig, Motsy, Shirley, and Anton as the judges' scores. So the judges' scores are Craig, Motsy, Shirley, and Anton.
We can almost just go ahead and say that Craig gave everybody a 3 or a 4 and just be done with it.
No, we can't.
1, 2, 3, 4.
He gave somebody
5, a 2. 6. He gave 6, 2 3s or 4s.
But he gave somebody a 2.
At a 5, and it's 7. So,
but he gave 3 8s.
He was throwing some 10s.
He broke
out
there at the end and gave some 8s.
Some Craig 10s. Yeah,
he gave 3 8s and a 7 in the last 5 dances.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess he was just tired and he's like, here,
Well, no, he wasn't too tired because he didn't take care of Pete and Yowita at all of them.
No, yeah, there.
Okay,
yeah.
Anyway, first couple out were Tom and Nadia, and Tom is our Olympic swimmer. They did a cha-cha-cha.
To Boogie Wonderland from Earth, Wind, and Fire.
And Nadia, of course, as being the pro, was dancing all over the place in her fringy gold dress, pants suit,
yeah.
Cat suit thing. And Tom was, he was okay. So he got a 6 and a 6 from us. He got a 3 from Craig, 6 from Motsy, 5 from Shirley, and a 6 from Anton. So we all kind of agreed except for Craig.
Yeah, it was fair. I mean, it could have been much worse. We would like to have seen it better. It's one of those kind of, yeah.
Now this next one, Punim. And Gorka did a foxtrot.
Dr. Punim and Gorka. To Shania Twain's Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
And I thought it was very, very entertaining. Very well choreographed. Very, she got character. She got sass. I loved it. I gave him an 8. I really liked it. And you gave him a 7. The judges gave her a 4, a 5, a 4, and a 5. And they said it was the footwork. And I'm like, okay, maybe I don't
that
know.
That much footwork?
I don't know. Heel toe.
On the second week?
I know.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
I thought she did a really good job. She's a doctor, for goodness sake. She's not even a performer.
Of any sort.
Of any sort. So, I mean, she really put something out there. And then Paul and Karen came and did a salsa, and he didn't put anything out there.
No. Dancing to, Fireball by Pitbull featuring John Ryan.
And I really thought, because in the package beforehand, Karen said his hips don't lie, and I was like, okay, Paul's going to be pretty good at this. No. He got 5s from us because, you know, we've already said. And he got a 2, a 4, a 4, and a 5. That man did not move at the hips one time.
Not like a salsa.
Not one time. Not one time. I don't know what Karen was talking about. But then we had Wynn and Katya doing a Viennese waltz.
And Wynn is our opera singer.
Yes.
I like Wynn.
We really like Wynn.
I like his personality first and foremost. Mm-hmm. He is very witty.
Mm-hmm.
But he is also very hardworking.
And humble, he seems.
A lot of people. Because
he was talking about, he hates, the part he hates about opera is that people think you have to be hoity-toity to go to it.
Right.
And to be able to afford it. And he's like, I want everybody to come to opera because it belongs to everybody.
He a lot of times I've noticed that, to me, a lot of the celebrities that they bring on will have one outstanding trait that I really remember them for as they are interviewed over the course of a season. But he has all of those different things, like I mentioned. And you know, it's like, wow, he's just...
We want to be his friend.
Seems like a really cool guy to... Yeah.
We want to be his friend because I went to college and took opera for a year.
You took voice.
Yeah. Voice.
Yeah, that's what we call it here in Southern West Virginia.
Voice.
We're not hoity-toity. We don't... Anyways.
So we both gave him an 8 because we really liked it. His dancing was very, very nice. Very nice. And they gave him a 7, 7, 8, and 8. So they kind of agreed with us. And then next out was JB and Amy doing a cha-cha-cha.
To Neo's Closer.
And he got all 7s except for Shirley gave him a 6. I don't know what Shirley's problem was. She said something about his frame. I don't know.
Maybe she doesn't like Neo.
I don't know. But I thought it was good. Sam and Nikita did a Charleston.
To Bob Wilson and his Varsity Rhythm Boys, the Charleston.
And it wasn't great. You gave him a 5, I gave him a 6. And then they got a 4 and 3 6s. We've seen much better Charlestons.
Oh, much.
Much better Charlestons.
We've seen better Charlestons from Nikita.
Yes. But I think she really did try. It just didn't sit well on her. And then Chris and Diane did a foxtrot.
Dancing to the Tams, Be Young, Be Foolish, Be Happy.
And we gave him 7s. Craig gave him a 6, Motsy a 7, and then Shirley and Anton gave him 8s. And we're still just like flabbergasted that he can do all he does. He stepped up onto a bench, walked over it, and sat down. And he's blind.
No, he hopped down. He hopped down back in front of it and sat down. He stepped up on the armrest onto the bench, took a couple steps, turned, hopped down onto the floor, and sat down on the bench. And the man is supposedly blind. And I mean, he makes jokes about not being able to see. So mm-hmm. We still don't really know exactly what he can see, but it apparently is not much, because he's also made jokes about being kicked in the face to prove that he can't see. But yeah,
he couldn't look.
Yeah, I was like, did you see that? What? Yeah, I was. Yeah, you go, dog. Whoever, if that was his idea, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. She said that was his choreography. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Jamie and Michelle came out and did a rumba.
Dancing to Bill Withers' "Ain't No Sunshine,"
which I absolutely love that song.
Good rumba song.
Yes.
Good rumba.
You gave
song.
Him a 7. I only gave him a 6. I agreed with Craig with a 6, and everybody else gave him a 7. I thought that he did not have enough sway in his hips at all. But you kept saying it's week two, it's week two, it's week two.
I'm trying to give people the benefit of week two. Like, and who was it? Is it Shirley that later on, when she was arguing with Craig, if this were week 8 and he had more technique, mm-hmm. then, you know. So I happen to agree with her to a point. So
Toya and Neil did a jive.
Is that what that was?
Yeah. It looked more like a line dance to me.
Dancing to Ike and Tina Turner's Nutbush City Limits,
which I've never heard, ever. But yeah. She knew it because she sang along with it. And they had a very country appearance
motif,
to them.
Yeah.
Motif. So it looked more like a line dance to me. They got a 4 from you, a 5 from me because she came out, a 3, a 5, a 5, and a 5. It wasn't great.
No, it wasn't.
Then Nick and Luba did an American Smooth.
Dancing to Park Life from Blur, which was a horrid American Smooth song.
Yes, it was.
It's terrible.
And Nick is the one that also hurt his arm. And yes. So everything was choreographed around the fact that he didn't want to use his arm a lot.
16 hours.
Mm-hmm. That's 16 hours to learn the
dance.
That's
all the practice time they had.
And they got 2 6s from us and 5s from Craig, Motsy, Shirley, and a 6 from Anton.
Have we ever heard how many hours normally they'll put in?
Mm-mm.
I think
it's kind of up to them in a way.
We've heard,
I think,
like
there's a minimum,
8 hours a day.
I think there's a minimum, but there's also a maximum. They don't allow them to do over.
I would think so. If you run afoul of some labor law or something like that, yeah.
Montel and Johannes did a samba.
Dancing to Eleni Fierro of Someone's Fuego. I apologize. I can't wrap my brain.
It was on fire. And you gave him a 7. I gave him an 8. Craig gave them an 8. And when he was asked later on the Vote Off show, why did you give them an 8? He's like, because it just all came together and I was thoroughly entertained.
Entertained. That's what it was.
And they also got 2 7s and then another 8. Then Tasha and Alias came out and did my favorite dance of the night,
the
A Viennese
Dance
Waltz.
Of the Night, yes. Dancing to Misty Blue by Dorothy Moore.
Another song that I absolutely love. And all the judges agreed that this was the dance
Maybe
of the night.
Maybe not the best Viennese Waltz song, though.
It was okay.
It was a little, you had to work a little bit, I think, to get a Viennese Waltz out of it.
They got 3 8s and 3 9s.
Well, I mean, Blue Danube is a better waltz song.
Oh, yeah.
And it was earlier in the show, so. Yeah. But, yeah, as far as the whole thing, not horribly detracted from by the music, excellent, excellent performance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Next out was Shane and Nancy doing a tango.
Dancing to Teddy Swims' The Door.
And they got 2 8s, a 7, and 3 8s. So we liked it. Everybody liked it. Pete and Yoita did an American Smooth.
Dancing to Post Malone and Morgan Wallen's I Had Some Help.
Which was not the best song for an American Smooth.
No.
We gave him 7s. Everybody else gave him 4 and 3 6s.
Yeah, it was difficult.
Yeah. And then my second favorite was the last one of the night, and it was Sarah and Vito's Paso Doble.
Dancing to Freed from Desire by Gala.
And they got 8s across the board. We really liked it. She is really thrown herself into this, mm-hmm. and she has coordination and musicality, so Vito is pulling it out of her, and they're one of my favorite couples.
I like Wynn. I like Sam. I like Sarah. Those are the three celebrities I probably like best.
Okay. I'm not saying yet. It's only week 2.
Well, I can like them.
Then we go to the vote-off show, where Jason Gilkerson choreographed all the pros and judges in a very avant-garde... It reminded me of the movie... that has the 80s music in it, but they're back in the jousting day?
A Knight's Tale.
A Knight's Tale. It reminded me of the dance scene of A Knight's Tale, because they were dancing to a more upbeat, contemporary song, but they were doing Renaissance dancing while the judges were fighting for the throne. They were all dressed in Renaissance garb, and they were fighting for the throne, and they were trying to get Craig kicked off the throne.
I was going
to
say, except for Craig. We noticed Craig didn't dance much.
No, but he was the evil one that everybody was trying to get off the throne while the pros were dancing.
Had some mad fanography, at one point. There,
yes, he did. So at the end, they finally got him off, and they sat the throne, all three of them. They were all up there. And then we had everybody come out so that we could say safe were Pete and Yowita, Sarah and Vito, Chris and Diane, Montel and Johannes, JB and Amy, and Paul and Karen. And in the dance-off is Tom and Nadia.
That's kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm. We also had musical guest Ezra and Collective and Yasmin Lacey, which I discovered when I came home that Eddie Lee was downloading some Ezra Collective. I guess he wants to see what they sound like.
They're a jazz quintet.
Okay.
So they only have 4 albums. So I thought, well, let's see if they're popular enough that they've come to the notice of these people. It'll be one of the younger groups that they've had on there. You know, so I was like, okay, well, let's see. And I believe they are English, so they must be pretty popular there. I haven't heard anything about them over here.
And we like jazz.
Very much.
Okay. And we also had our dance debrief where we heard the explanation of Craig about why he gave people 8s that he gave people 8s. Because they were like, you gave people 2 and then you gave people 8s. And he's like, I like to be entertained. And I'm like, okay. And then they brought back everybody that's left. And Wynn and Katya, Tasha and Aliaz, Jamie and Michelle, Nick and Luba, Sam and Nikita, Shane and Nancy, and Punam and Gorka are all safe, which leaves Toya and Tom to be in the dance-off. And right then and there, Eddie Lee and I both thought, okay, Toya's going home. And we'll keep Tom.
Which is as it should be. Now, looking at the composite scores, which is what they're supposed to have based on, counting Toya, because she was also, there were 5 couples with a lower composite score for 2 dances than Tom. And 1 couple that only were 2 points more than they were. So basically you
can
count them.
The judges had him middle of the pack, and he had no fan votes apparently to get in the bottom 2. But then Craig and Motsi both vote for Toya to stay. Anton's like, no, it's Tom. And then Shirley said, no, I'm going to keep Toya.
Shirley voted Tom off.
And we were like, what? What? So there you go. Bye, Tom. Sorry. You should have stayed. Toya should have left. But that's the votes.
Now, we did notice, though, in our opinion, that both of them did not dance as well in the dance-off as they had when they performed first.
No, they did not.
The first run of the performance. Toya, I couldn't necessarily see a difference that it was worse or better. Tom's, I definitely felt was not as good having watched it. So I definitely felt I saw that he had not performed as well. Toya, I don't know. She's just I don't know what she is. A ball of energy and a leather vest and blonde hair. She's
very clunky. Every dance she does, she's a ball of energy whirling around, but she's very clunky doing it, which is how I imagine I would look if I was a ball of energy. I got the clunky part, but not the ball of energy. Do you know anything about next week? Because they are going to be on next week.
Yes, and it is week 3, right? Because that was week 2. Mm-hmm. Not a peep.
Oh, my goodness. Everybody's keeping it quiet.
On the wiki, no announcement. Maybe, I don't know if we recorded on Thursday.
Maybe the wiki people are tired and they're not.
Well, we know by the end of the week that 4 or 5 dances have come out on It Takes 2, usually. Mm-hmm. But that's a whole week's worth of shows, and we're not going to wait that long to record because we'll forget half of what we saw.
Which we do watch. There is a half hour?
Yes.
Half hour show every day called It Takes Two, where they bring a few of the dancers on. They bring the wardrobe person that makes the outfits, the designer that makes the outfits. They bring her on once a week. They bring Choreography Corner, where they have one of the old pros come in and show how to do different dance steps that the judges have mentioned. And it's just a very fun little show.
Right.
You get to actually see the pros and the stars interact with each other, and you might learn a little something about them that you didn't know.
A little bit more of their personality.
Yeah.
You know, you have those vignettes that they show right before the dancers go on during the competition episode, but that's an entirely different environment.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're working. They know that the camera is on them. They now also have a babysitter in the room with them the whole time. So it's just a different environment than the two of them taking some time and going to an evening talk show. Because in essence, that's what it is for that segment. When
mm-hmm.
they're talking to the pairs, the couples, it's just a talk variety show
mm-hmm.
hosted by either a former celebrity dancer or a former pro dancer. They take turns.
Fleur and Jeanette.
In the current scheme of the
Jeanette
show.
Jeanette Manara.
Later on in the show, they'll bring on some judges, and you'll hear things about the judges. One night, they have a panel of...
Friday night panel.
People, although they're all celebrities, it seems
like. Of some sort.
Yeah.
They might not be like TV or movie celebrities, but they are like...
No.
People well known in the community, you know, people who are in the upper, because a couple of the dancers actually were on the Friday panels in previous years.
And
a
they
of the star
have
dancers.
Had people on the panel who danced previously
mm-hmm.
also.
Yes.
So it's,
and they get to do a little, what they think of the couples and
right.
the vote off. And
yeah, know. They'll say who they think is going home, that week. And so it's just a nice, it's a show that, to me, doesn't seem quite as produced as the dancing, but also the practicing show. I'm starting to get the feeling that that's almost produced. And in a way it is. I mean, if they film the whole practice every day
mm-hmm.
and they cut it to 45 seconds, I mean, how much more produced can you
mm-hmm.
get?
Yeah.
You know, so, but it's interesting. I still enjoy the respect that Strictly Come Dancing gets in England. Maybe a little bit less this season than they have in previous seasons, but hopefully, I think they're hoping that they have gotten rid of any people that were causing them issues. So we'll have to see, you
mm-hmm.
know, what happens now after a season of babysitters, what mm-hmm. gets reported back. But... I don't think you could do that on the dancing show. I don't think you could have a 5-day, 30-minute show based on...
No, I don't. People wouldn't watch it.
These people over here.
People wouldn't watch it.
Yeah. So, okay. So, yeah, that's all the information we have about next week. So, this coming week, as we record, there won't be any episode of Dancing with the Stars. The Strictly will go off next weekend like it's supposed to. But the next week of the 7th and 8th, Dancing with the Stars has two episodes back-to-back, Tuesday and Wednesday. So, and I guess in essence, that week there will be a double elimination also.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they just do one each episode,
mm-hmm.
it'll turn out to be the same. So, all right then. Anything else?
I'm done.
All right, guys. If you want to get in touch, you can go to the website, deliberatenoise.com/dancefever, and you can leave comments there.
F-E-V-R-E.
dancefever@gmail.com is the email address if you want to leave any emails for us.
F-E-V-R-E.
And on the socials, Dance Fever is on Twitter and Facebook. When you look it up, Twitter, it's just one word, and on Facebook, it's two.
F-E-V-R-E.
Anywhere you look. So I think that's what Terry Ann's trying to tell you. So with that, guys, we will talk to you again next week.
Bye.
Bye.